HLE Radio, it is the morning show, and as I told you in the 8 o'clock hour, I would have a special guest calling in, and with me on the phone is Erica Sunshine Lee. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. You're sounding well this morning. I know you've been up early on the road.
Yeah, I got up at about 2:45 in the morning to start driving from Nashville, so I think I'm on a roll now in Little Rock.
Oh, really? 2:45? That is early, my goodness. And if I understand it right, you're heading out to California, correct?
I am. I'm doing the West Coast tour, and this leg's going to take me through Arkansas, Missouri, Colorado, Nevada, California.
Wow, too cool. I was in California last year for the first time ever. We went out.
It's beautiful.
And, it is. And I was, wasn't at all what I expected. And, it really was good. But we don't need to talk about my, trip to California. I want to find out more about Erica Lee. So you're a Georgia girl originally, right?
Born and raised. Yeah. In a small town, Northeast Georgia called Elberton. It's, near Athens. And I got to go home this weekend and play in Athens, Georgia at the Georgia Theater for my album release party on Saturday. So that was really awesome.
Awesome. I've seen that. And but you make your home in Nashville now, right?
Mm-hmm. Back and forth all over the place. I'm in Nashville usually 25, 30 days a year and on the road playing about 300 shows a year. So you never know where I'll be.
How long have you been doing this now, Erica?
I've been in full-time 9 years.
And, oh, wow.
I just covered 41 states this 2016, so
very nice.
You never know where I'll be.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that it's going to find you coming through Jennings one time here, so you can come and actually sit down here at the station with
us. I'd love to.
Yeah,
one of these days I'll get through there.
And I want to thank you first of all for sending us your music, and secondly for not discounting us. And when I say that, you know, a lot of folks still have a picture of an internet radio station stuck in someone's bedroom, and a lot of them are, but we're actually a storefront. We're actually a storefront mm-hmm. here in Main Street, so I appreciate you not putting us through the ringer and giving us everything and treating
not
us
at all.
Like we mattered. So.
Hey, if one person gets to hear it, that's awesome for me.
Yeah. Now,
just you getting to hear it.
Of course, the song Drinking and Praying is the one that we had been playing, and I told you that it had this week it was in the top 10 for most requested.
Yay!
Yeah, but to my surprise, you hadn't really released that song.
It's not been an official release. Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, that was really cool. And I'm like, well, did we do something we weren't supposed to? Why were we supposed to play something else? But we have more songs in here by you as well. But this one has seemed to be catching on, and I want to talk a little bit about it if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things that caught me with the song was at the end when you do Amazing Grace. Now, I'm expecting it to go back into the song, and you didn't. And I thought that was very, very one crafty, and no, because it don't do what most of them would go back into the song. And number two, it just leaves you at Amazing Grace, and that's a wonderful thing. So what? Was
I think that's the only you can't really follow that up. <you
know? laughs> Right. Now, how did you come about this song? Was this What inspired this whole song to the way you did it?
Well, I had the idea just, I mean, personal. I've had a lot of people in my family struggle with addiction and friends that were close to me, musicians in my band. And I've just seen so many people through the years, you know, get so twisted in their own life. And myself personally, just sometimes you get so distracted. It doesn't have to be an addiction, but sometimes you turn away from God or you just get busy and you forget your priority. And I'd read a devotional book, Draw the Circle, and I just reminded me how much we need to be praying and how God needs to be the priority, because when we let that slip on the back burner, a lot of other things can get messed up too. So I was driving to go write a song with my friend Kirstie Lovelady, and I had the idea on the way there, and I said, hey, what do you think about, you know, drinking more and praying less? And she's like, I love it. And she's a party girl, but she's also a Christian. And so I picked up the guitar and started playing music with it, and we just kind of hashed it out and talked about it, and I just was real excited about it. And I thought she was going to cut it, actually, and then I said, I like it so much, I'm going to record it. But she may eventually down the road, but for me, I was just so excited because it was such a personal song to me.
Right.
And once I got it recorded and everything, I put it out on the album, and then it just kind of caught like wildfire. And Atlanta's 94.9 started playing it, and a girl called in. She heard the song on the radio, and she's like, oh, my gosh, my mom and I haven't spoken for 5 years. I heard that song, and I called her right away. I'd been turning to drinking instead of God, and I don't even know why we were fighting now. And so they've reunited. And so that's why we did the music video based on the story of what actually happened. So it's pretty cool, you know, just to see the other stories of people that have emailed me and told me after the show, like, hey, I've been through that, or hey, I'm struggling with this, or hey, I've been sober now for 3 years. And so it's been really cool experience to see how many people you would never even know struggle with, not even alcohol addiction, or it could be any kind of addiction, especially with drinking and drugs and this industry, you know.
Oh, man.
And as I'm driving down the road, there's literally a number that says, get sober, on the billboard. I'm not even kidding. You can't make this up. It's like 501-725-8000. If you're in Little Rock, get sober.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great video to the song, by the way. I've seen the video.
Thank you.
And
Josh Mendez shot that.
Yeah, it's a great video.
And we got to go back to my hometown in Elberton and shoot it the church I grew up in.
So really?
That whole sanctuary means a lot to me, yeah.
So that was the church that you grew up in where you filmed it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
First Baptist in Elberton, Georgia.
Yeah.
It's really, really special.
I love the story of the lady calling in and saying how she hadn't spoke to her mom and your songs are reaching out there and touching folks. And that's what I love. That's what I love about the songs here at HLE Radio as well. We're not always the most conventional as according to what conventional would be, I guess. But I just really appreciate your candid and honesty with your music. And also through, like this morning when I was on Twitter, and, you know, there you are, and you're saying you're praying. And you prayed for safe travels. And I do that all the time when I'm traveling. So I prayed with you. But
I
just thought that was cool. I just thought that was so cool that, you know, you're not ashamed to say, hey, you know, I'm going to pray this morning. The Lord keeps me safe.
And
I'm not
ashamed to do it with no makeup on.
Yeah. I hear you. Now, I tell you what, you have another video. I'm sure you have several, but the one I watched was I traded Georgia for this or that is cute. I mean, that is
about my California experience. I lived out there for a few years, and there's no place like home. I'll tell you that. No matter where you're from, you don't have to be from Georgia to live.
Right.
From.
Yeah, no,
missing home is in the good old days. You know,
I identified with it very well. I thought it was really well. Now the song Drinking and Praying, is that off the Elixir album, the new one you have out, or is
that's off the last album, Southern Amendment, with the EP before this. And so it was like I just got a chance to basically release it and do the music video, and then this Elixir album was done. So I hate that it fell through the cracks. I mean, I've gotten played on about 10 big major radio stations from Atlanta to Charleston to Orlando, all over. But I still think that there's a big way that song needs to get heard in a mighty way. But I'll go back to telling you about the Amazing Grace idea. I told her, I said, you know, I think it'd be really cool if we just sang Amazing Grace at the end of it. Do you think that's like, you know, cool idea? And she's like, yeah, I think that's a great idea. So we sat there, and when we were writing the song, we ended up doing the raw video right there as we wrote it. It's on YouTube the day that Kirstie and I wrote the song. And when I went into the studio to record it, I told the producer, I really want to put Amazing Grace on the end of this. And then as we were finishing up the recording, he sent me the mix, and he's like, well, I just wanted to let you know, Carrie Underwood just came out with a song called Something in the Water, and she sings Amazing Grace on the end of it. And I'm like, what? And so I was like, no way. And so then I was so torn, because I didn't want to be copycatting Carrie Underwood after she did it. But I was like, well, dadgummit, we had it first.
Right.
And it's on YouTube with the date.
Right.
And so I said, you know what? There's not enough Amazing Grace in the world, and not everybody's going to hear Carrie Underwood's song.
Absolutely.
They might hear mine and not hers. So
absolutely.
I just put it out there and said, God can do whatever he wants to with it. You know, it's up to him. But he gave us these talents for a reason, so I just want to use them for his glory.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. And it's so refreshing to hear, you know, and I love, and I said this before, that HLE Radio is a place for country music artists who are Christians, and some of the I call it legalism because I just can't stand it. But some of those folks like to accost folks like that, and but you know, it's true. Just like you said, your song, you know, that lady that called in and said, "Oh, I haven't talked to my mom in 5 years." Just from hearing that song, there's probably nobody else could have touched her in that manner, other than, you know, the Lord using that song to do that. So,
right.
You know,
it's just awesome to see what he can do.
Yes, yes. And sometimes we make it so much more complicated than it really has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And but I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you're doing out there, and I appreciate.
Well, they can try to take Jesus out of school and everything else, but they right. ain't gonna take him out of my song.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you taking a stand as well, and taking time to call in to HLE Radio and share your music with us and your heart as well. Really appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I've got some songs that are about partying and drinking and stuff, but you got to kind of spread the word and get, you know, people across the board to reach out. But definitely, my heart's with Jesus.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It shows, and you can tell that as well. And again, I say it all the time. Listen, if you believe that Jesus died for your sins and was on the cross, and you believe he rose again and he died for your sins to cover his blood for you, we're good.
We'll be saved.
We're good. We're mm-hmm. good. We can stop right there, and we have something
that's
in common,
right.
And we can tell the good news. So, Erica, I know you're busy, and I appreciate you taking time to call in this morning while you're out on the road, and you are welcome here anytime, and welcome to call in anytime as well.
Thank you so much. Well, check out the new single, Mustard Seed. It's off of Elixir, and that's my brand new release. So I'm on the Taking the High Road tour, and I'll tell you a quick story about that. That was
yes.
about my cousin that couldn't have a baby. They were struggling for years and years, and I just saw that their relationship grow, and they didn't give up. They kept praying. They kept asking us to pray here, pray for this method, where this doctor said that we'll never have kids, but we keep trusting God. We keep believing. We keep, you know, seeking his will for our life. And it was just an amazing journey for me to see from the outside that their faith just stayed strong. And 7 years later, God blessed them with not one, but two little boys.
Oh, wow. Two. That's...
And so the song is about, you know, just anything is possible with God if you just have the faith of a mustard seed.
Right.
And so you can check that out too. And since that song, I've gotten also a lot of other people that have been through miscarriages or people that have struggled with having children themselves that have had some success stories or just, you know, it's encouraged them. So if you know anybody that's been through that, it's called Mustard Seed.
Now, is there a video for that as well, or?
There's a lyrics video on
okay.
YouTube, but
okay.
there's not a music video out.
Okay.
But I did put the official lyrics video up a couple weeks ago.
Awesome. Well, we are playing that song as well, by the way, here at HLE
awesome.
Radio. It's in our regular rotation.
Thank you.
So we'll continue to watch out for you on the road, and y'all pay attention to Erica Sunshine Lee. I like the sunshine in there. I guess is that your
thank you. Y'all can add me at ericasunshinelee.com, and all 7 albums are on iTunes. If you want to find out if I'm going to be near you, just
yes.
download the Bands in Town app, and then you can get notified when I'm around that area.
Awesome. Erica, thank you once again. Be safe out
thanks,
there.
Honey.
We'll be praying for you, and God bless you.
You too. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye.